There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We begin in Israel, where Education Minister Yoav Kish has sparked controversy by allowing Jews outside Israel to be eligible for the prestigious Israel Prize, traditionally awarded to Israeli citizens or residents. The policy change removes residency requirements, enabling foreign Jews to receive the award if their contributions are deemed relevant to Israel. The move has alarmed many in government circles and the community, believing the award should be recognized internally. Meanwhile, with summer in full swing in the Northern Hemisphere, Victor Eleza, the Secretary of Greece's Jewish Communities, is urging visitors to ignore recent waves of hate and fanaticism. Despite incidents like protests blocking Israeli arrivals and minor attacks, he assures that Greece remains welcoming and safe for Jews. He has also assured strong cooperation with authorities and efforts to investigate and condemn hate crimes. Ukrainian authorities have designated Rabbi Nachman of Breslov's tomb in Oman a national heritage site ahead of the annual Jewish pilgrimage. This move, announced during Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sahar's visit, highlights strengthening ties between Ukraine and Israel. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha's decision demonstrates a shared commitment to preserving cultural heritage and fostering friendship amidst challenging times for both nations. Costa Rica has officially adopted the IHRA working definition of anti-Semitism, becoming the sixth Latin American country to do so. Jewish organizations have praised the move as a crucial step in combating Jew hatred globally. Gilbert Meltzer, the leader of the Costa Rican Jewish community, highlighted the urgency of the decision amid rising hate speech and attacks worldwide, especially after recent events. This move underscores Costa Rica's commitment to protecting its Jewish community and promoting moral integrity. Let's now look at what other stories have been making headlines this week. The Women's International Zionist Organization celebrated its 105th anniversary. Israel's foreign ministry firmly rejected a joint statement by 25 countries and the EU calling for an end to the Gaza war, accusing it of aiding Hamas. A US bill to review relations with South Africa and potentially sanction ANC officials advanced in Congress. Australia's Jewish community showed solidarity with the Druze community following recent massacres in Syria. Founded 35 years ago from the merger of two organizations, Jewish Care has become the United Kingdom's largest Jewish health and social service provider. Israeli ministers have condemned French President Macron's plan to recognize Palestine at the UN, with some calling for West Bank annexation. Israeli UN Ambassador Danny Danon accused the Office of Coordinating Humanitarian Affairs of publishing false data and spreading slander, stating that Israel will halt automatic visas for their personnel. Vueling Airlines alleges that 50 French Jewish children were removed from a flight owing to what it calls disruptive behavior. The Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs has issued an urgent travel warning advising Israeli nationals to avoid the border region between Thailand and Cambodia following conflict between the two countries. And finally, this summer in the Laurentians near Saint-Agathe in Quebec, Canada, a vibrant Jewish tradition unfolds every Friday afternoon. Boats gather in a circle on a lake, blaring lively Jewish music as families celebrate pre-Shabbat rituals. The gatherings have gained popularity, inspiring two separate groups to host similar events, each with its unique identity. This innovative trend is highlighting the enduring strength of cultural traditions, blending faith, music, and community beyond the lake in a true unique setting that continues to grow each week. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.